Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Dreadful story you soon shall hear. All off to London she made her way, for she was bound to serve it made to be. She went until she come unto some squires, all and loudly there she did knock and call. I hear you want a servant, she said, well, I am Betsy, a serving maid. And the squire had one only son, and very soon Betsy's heart he won. Betsy being both blithe and fair, this poor boy's heart she did ensnare. So on Sunday evening he took his time, and unto Betsy he told his mind. He swore by oaths, he swore by stars above, 'tis you, sweet Betsy, 'tis you I love. But the old woman, hearing him say so, it filled her heart with both grief and woe. We must contrive to send her away, to be a slave all in America. So on Monday morning this old woman arose, crying, Betsy, go gather up your clothes. I am going some friends to see, and only you, Betsy, shall go with me. And they went until they come unto some seaport town. Ships were sailing all up and down. A ship was hailed and in she went, poor Betsy sailed then in discontent. This old woman come home, it's welcome home, mother cried her son. Welcome home, mother, on every side, but where is Betsy, the serving maid? Oh son, oh son, said she, your heart's delight is all on the sea. For I'd rather see my son lying dead than see him married to a serving maid. A few days later this poor boy fell sick, so very sad all in bed was he. They could not cure him, though all they tried. He called on Betsy, and then he died. And when she saw her son lying dead, she wrung her hands and she tore her head. If I could see my son rise again, I'd send for Betsy across the main.
Me dicen de todo, me dicen de nada, nunca por delante. 6 in the morning, I don't want to wake. Sun laying low and the world sleeping late. Hate like the river runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. From 7, the week's hardly mine. The alarm clock's gone over to enemy lines. Waste my time working for cowards and creeps. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. At my window, sing in the dawn. By the time that I'm home, all this day will be gone. Spend my life sowing what others will reap. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Time of year, or maybe the time of man, well, I don't know. Eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado. Cheguei à triste conclusão dessa união e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão um coração tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões, eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado. Cheguei à triste conclusão dessa união e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão um coração tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões. Agalagada, alagada, agalagada, galagada, galagada.
Eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou
abasteceu de ingratidão.
O coração
tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões.
Eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho
should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say I'd fall never. The basis is need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. Yeah.
Oh, you're like a dream come true. Just wanna be with you, three. And girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one.
Stacking shelves down at the local superstore. They say he never cracks a smile or says a word. That boy is weird, lives in a dream world of his own, building crazy piles of junk that reach up high into the sky, till they served him with an Asbo and he cried. When they asked him why he did it, you won't credit what he said. He was only making pictures of the inside of his head. Well, it's time that he grew up and settled down. Settled down. Barney's having trouble, so they say. The lads he has to work with are complaining he's no fun. They like to laugh and joke, but that's not Barney's way. They can't see why he always wants to be alone. So they started taking bets on who'd be first to make him laugh. Told him jokes, pulled funny faces, acted daft. But they couldn't raise a smile and so they threatened him instead. Now it's laugh, you bugger, laugh, or we'll break your bleeding head. Well, I hope he doesn't let them get him down. Get him down. Barney's burnt his boats now, that's for sure. When they opened up this morning, they were shocked at what they found. It's like he's playing all the same games as before. This time he's gone too far. They'll make him pay for what he's done. Smiley faces in tomato sauce were painted on the walls, and a giant tree was sprouting from the floor, made from bottles, tins, fish fingers, frozen burgers, loaves of bread. I just can't imagine what goes on inside that poor boy's head. What made him turn the whole place upside down? Upside down.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Now, on my last record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got a drink on y'all. Then it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm gonna tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges and lived rough. She ate what I ate. Now somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm gonna tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail or put me in a car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up. And they give you, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, the day after tomorrow, son, but we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had, I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back, and then I want to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco and went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out and I open a door and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that's my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that's my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant. And one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor. And I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together and that damn dog would go away a little while every day and I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And I followed her one day and she was going across a road there to a supermarket in the back and she'd go there and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She would cheat. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again. And she left me with them. You know, first I thought maybe I like kind of had, I had 13 dogs. And I thought, man, that's a blues, man. A 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies. And I'm going to tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Cushley.
Bye. My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
I've got a lush life ahead of me planned. Looking out westward, I'm going home westward. I'm going
home. They promised you silver, they promised you gold, not one word of truth in the lies that they told.
I'm looking out westward. I'm going home westward. I'm going home, home.
I'm trying my best.